Everyone in Hawaii will likely remember exactly where they were when they got the emergency alert. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Like many people sleeping in on the first three-day weekend of the year, the alert woke up Joe Chung and his family.
You know, and then my sister-in-law was like waking everybody's up, and then everybody's got panic.
Panic. His mother-in-law saw folks on the street running for shelter, and he couldn't remember what it was they needed to do in this situation. But he was skeptical.
First thing I said, you know, did you hear from Pearl Harbor? You know, usually they have the signal. I mean, like, they have the siren, yeah. But, you know, we didn't hear it, you know. That's why
it was okay,
you know.
55-year-old Mary Garcia was halfway through her morning shift at the Kapahulu Texaco when she got the alert.
When I got the alert, we were thinking like people just playing around. But some of the customers were so panicked. Yeah. Then that's the time I started to believing in it.
She immediately called her husband and her son, who offered to pick her up from work. But the gas station had no protocol in place for this scenario. After talking to her boss, they decided to stay open for business.
And I was just trying to calm our customer, but there is one lady, she's very panicked, she's shaky. I tried to calm her down.
Eventually, she did. A few minutes later, a fireman from the Kapahulu Fire Station came by to confirm the alert was a false alarm. Construction worker Terrence Evangelista was working on a home in Manoa when everyone on the job site received an alert on their cell phones.
Well, actually, I heard it. I went downstairs to smoke a cigarette, drink my coffee, and I seen everybody just beep, 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 just running around, and I just started laughing. Why? No sirens went off. Why panic?
While the absence of emergency siren activation was a sign of certainty for most, sirens did sound in some communities across the state. The Hawaii Emergency Management Agency sent out another emergency alert via mobile phone nearly 40 minutes later, letting everyone know it was a false alarm. Here's Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard.
You know, with the monthly nuclear alarm tests that began in Hawaii just a few months ago, people were being briefed that they would have literally 15 minutes to get themselves and their families to shelter.
With Hawaii residents already on edge over escalating tensions between the United States and North Korea, the false alarm was a wake-up call for many, including state emergency officials. Kuvei Hiraishi, HPR News.